Hi, I'm Roxanne Kavanagh, and today's story, The Crucible 2020, was written by Jennifer Burke, who lives in London. She hopes to move away from her job as a bar manager to pursue a career in writing at some point in the future. Jennifer grew up in Kilburn in London. Jennifer's father is from Kilkenny and her mother from Glencar in Kerry. We hope you enjoy it. I tell you what, I am up to here with that Sheila from number 23. I was in the corner shop buying a couple of those gin and tonic cans for my family quiz. God knows I can't do it sober. I had my gloves and mask and all that, and she, 2 metres behind me in the queue, tutted. She tutted. I looked back like, surely not, her hands full of Oreos, and she shook her head at me. Well, obviously I was furious. I paid and left, looked her up and down as I went. She came out after me and was on the phone. I actually heard her say, all these young people going out to buy alcohol, putting everyone at risk. My blood was boiling at this point. I had to say something. You know me, I can't hold my tongue. So I turned and said, yeah, well, I didn't think biscuits are exactly an essential, but who knows? I turned back. What did you say to me? I heard her scream. I spun around. To you? I was on the phone, love. I pointed at my headphones and stifled her rage. She stood there for a moment and looked like a shaken up Coke bottle fit to bursting. I smiled and got my keys out. Little victories, eh? Next time I saw her was during the clap. We locked eyes and never wavered from each other's gaze. It was brilliant. That being said, you know the family at number 21 never come out for the clap? Ridiculous, I know. Do they not value our key workers? It's disgusting if you ask me. And that lot from number 26, the young couple? Yeah, well, when I was out for my walk the other morning, I saw them in the park sunbathing. They even had a picnic with them. I was appalled, as you can imagine. They have a dog too, a little rat-looking thing. And I know for sure they don't have a garden, so their landlord wouldn't allow them to have a dog. Imagine if I told him that they do. Wouldn't that be funny? No more excuses for their picnics then, huh? I just can't understand people these days. You know, Patrick, the old fella from down the road, has no clue how to social distance. I mean, it's not hard. They've marked all the standing points outside the shops. Yet the other day I was queuing for Sainsbury's and he was standing in the middle of the box, not on the line. I know, so stupid. I had to stand in the middle of mine to keep the right distance and then the rest of the queue the same. He was just staring into space the whole time, completely unaware. So selfish. And don't even get me started on the house parties I can hear them having down at flat 28. I know for a fact there's only 3 of them living there, but the other evening, whilst I was having my barbecue, nice weather and all, I could swear I heard at least 6 different voices. Well, I did the only thing that was right. I walked past their garden and peered through their gate. I mean, I could see the 3 of them sitting outside, but I am sure there was another couple of people inside. I could see the shadows of them in the kitchen. So I went back to my garden and turned my music up to cover their annoying cackles. That got them. My dad the other day was saying that back in Ireland they have the right idea. They've limited the exercise to 2 kilometre radius of your own house. That would really show these Instagram 5K runners bloody jogging round all of London, wouldn't it? Silly buggers. Yeah, post a picture of your route now. Not so impressive now, is it? Oh, I don't know what to say. I honestly don't. The world's gone upside down. Everyone's saying this is bringing out the best in people. Bollocks. It's the opposite, if you ask me. I stick to the rules and I do my bit and I'm being dragged down by everyone around me. It's disheartening, you know. If we all just stick to the rules, then I might be able to have a pint in June and not August. We'll just have to see, won't we? This piece was recorded in April 2020. For more information about Green Curtain Theatre, please go to our website, www.irishinlondontheatre.co.uk.